is a war cry. Tell Massa I'm coming back, carrying fire in my knapsack. Tell him I'm Patrice Lumumba, Stephen Biko, Fred Hampton.
Greetings, one and all. You are locked into Galaxy Radio 102.5 FM. The only
deep brainwashing station.
And you are on the mothership. You are on the mothership. Oh, and you are cruising on the mothership. Mm-hmm. And this is the department of the woman.
The revolution.
Today you have myself, Itricia, Life Expressionist, and
Empress Kango, straight from the land of Congo.
And we will be taking you on the journey for the next 2 hours strong.
So,
who have we got in the house today, sis?
We have a very, 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 very talented intellectual, might I say. Brother, would you like to introduce yourself?
Greetings, family. This is Astamari Bartekun from Abundance Centres UK and Schools of Unified Learning. Ashima. Respectful greetings to all ones.
Ashima.
Yes, give thanks for you joining us today. So do you want to tell us what it is that you do?
Okay, well, I think enough of the family know I still. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Ashima, again, respect to all ones. Ashima is a Swahili word meaning respect. Uh-huh. So, we greet ones like this. I'm here today because there's two things that I'd like to share. Uh-huh. One is our Science Week program. Last year, we had a special program of Science Week events. Uh-huh. In March, from the 7th of March to the 20th of March, near enough every day, we're going to have special events around science from a deeply black perspective. Mm-hmm. This one will be speaking about skin, space, and melanin. So this is a one that all ones should come to. There are 18 events, wow. 18 special presentations over that time. Over 14 days, 18 different presentations, 9 speakers, and it's a deep science.
Yes. Mm.
What I'd like to do today is just introduce some of those things, but also I think to start with a class that I'm running, which is an additional thing, which is around drumming, the use of cultural arts drumming to teach math and science. So we have a class program in Brixton, so I'd like to speak about that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow, so you said it's from like the 14 days, it's from a black perspective, yeah? Did I get you right there?
That's right.
Yeah. So science, does it have colour?
Well, the word science means to know. If you're going to use the word science from using it as an English word, you can use another language word, that's fine. But if you use the English word science, science means to know. Mm-hmm. That's the root of it, to know.
Yeah.
So everyone has a way to know. Mm-hmm. The issue with the way science is taught to our children now is that there's cultural bias put upon it. And there's politics put upon it. Mm-hmm. And some things, some information is excluded because it's not seen as easy to handle. Some reasons are not easy to handle. So they're not communicated. Mm-hmm. And these are things like we have to have knowledge of self.
Yes.
So that means we have to come to know self, which means we have to have science of self, which means we have no borders for science.
Excellent. Right.
So we put this Science Week program on because there's a lack of perspective when it comes to African people. And this, you know, it comes across, let's say, all areas of people activity. Yes, that's the one, the great one, Dr. Francis Cresswell Singh would utter.
Yeah. Yeah.
All areas of people activity. So in education, it is there. And we have put this Science Week program on to open up access for us, to open up access for our community, and to see things in a very deep way.
Excellent. Yeah. Sounds really good. So what is on the program? As you said, it was skin. You're going to cover a few areas, yeah?
Okay, well, right. What I'd like to do, before I speak about the Science Week program,
all right.
Let me speak about the drumming class. All right, that's a simpler unit of things to talk about. The Science Week program, people need to get their pens ready for that.
That's what I've got.
So there's a lot to take in. But obviously, you can go to the website, abundancecentre.org, and you'll be able to find details of all of these things there. And I'll repeat that
later on. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. So every Sunday, we have a drumming class. It's a binary drumming class. This is run through Schools of Unified Learning. And basically, we teach a style of drumming where you can learn different aspects of African language through the drum. You can also learn number relationship and science ideas through the drumming. So it's a very, very profound kind of thing. Most drumming classes are teaching the music, the rhythm, and the higher levels of that. That is wonderful. This is teaching those things and bringing the connection back to root knowledge in the way of principles of math, principles of science, broader ranges of language. What I mean by that is that the language, the drumming that we do, is connected to the Ethiopian language, which is the Amharic, the Amarenia. So we work with the script of Amarenia, the language of Amarenia, and that means we can take any word, turn it into this language through its script, turn the script into binary, which is a way of expressing ones and zeros, a way of counting, and by doing that, you can play on the drum. So
excellent.
You have to give us a demonstration.
It's enough talking now, so I should have to give you some idea of what we're talking about.
Yeah, please.
So before I give that, just to put it into context, this rhythm I'm going to play is the Om-E rhythm.
Om-E.
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 Om-E. That's it. It's two names. Yeah. They're both types of breathing.
Yeah.
And it's a song. It sits in a song. The song sits in a book. The book is called Abit's Secret.
Oh, I can't wait to get hold of that.
Listen, it's a serious book. I am the author for the book. It's a serious book. It's a book. Not only is it a great story, just on that level, it's great. But beyond that, it introduces how you can teach cultural arts like the drumming. This drumming I'm talking about, the book introduces it.
All right.
So it introduces how you can do that. So it's good for the child and good for the parent and good for the teacher and good for the school and
good for the community.
It's good for the country. It's good for the nation.
So
we've taken it to Ethiopia. We've taken this work to Ethiopia, worked with the university out there and introduced it as a pedagogy, as a system of learning.
Oui, pedagogy,
pedagogy, education system. So, this rhythm I'm going to play says om, e, e, om. It's taking the fidela of the o and the m and the e into binary and played on the drum. It sounds like this. That's the om.
Wow.
That's the e. That's the e. That's the om. I'm playing it on two drums, so it has a certain dub extra sound on one drum. Oh. Right. So you're playing a rhythm that is a word. You could play any word, like the Hashima I greeted you with.
Yes.
This is Hashima.
Hashima.
Hashima. So
play that again.
It's a word. I could take a name, you could put it into the drum, it's a word. Any word. So what we're doing with this is expanding language, expanding African language. So you, with your children, with your families, with your ones, you can not only say it, but you can drum it and say it. You can hand sign it. We teach hand signs that go with the fidel. So I'm saying to you, and obviously the audience can't see that, I've just hand signed something to you.
Yeah.
It's non-verbal communication.
Of course. But
I'm doing it again. Obviously, radio land, hand signing doesn't translate into radio.
No,
but the silence should translate. Because in the silence, we were communicating.
Okay, yeah. Yes. Right.
And we should have that in our language. Mm-hmm. We should have the ability to communicate mm-hmm. non-verbally.
Most definitely.
Across the whole range. Mm-hmm. So the drumming class uses the drum to bring these things together. It brings together the writing of the African script, the Ethiopian script, Ethiopian, which is a syllabary. It brings together the number values that relate to them, like A is 1, B is 2, C is 3.
Yeah.
The Amarenia script has number value like this, ordinal value. So it brings that together. It brings the sign language to it. It brings the rhythm together. Mm. So, yeah, it's like this.
You know, it's really, really... how can I explain it? Because I'm from the Congo, and we're from the tribe of Lukili. And I did some research about it, and funny enough, I came across a site that actually uses drum to communicate the Lukele language.
Okay.
So it's, you know, just...
This is exactly
it. This is it, yeah.
This is exactly it. Now, what that is very special. And on the continent, everywhere there's drum, there is drum language.
Yeah, of course.
Everywhere there is this. Now, the challenge with it is that every region has its own language.
That's
so
it.
Someone in one region won't know the next region's language because they learned their one to do with their culture. That's wonderful on a level. But what we need now for contemporary schooling, for schooling today, for us in the independent learnership like this, we need a way that we can just unify across these things.
Yes.
So that this now presents that. So I can take a word from your culture's language
and now
put it into the fidel, which means I've put it into African script,
and
turn it into number, express it on the drum.
Right.
It won't be the same language as they use there, but it can communicate the idea.
Across.
That's it. Yes. And we can use it across all regions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So for example, in our classes we have a salute. When we open a class, we say Exiri Masagana Shima Tawagi Asab. That means creator be praised, respect the warrior idea.
Yeah.
On the drum. Shima. Exiri Masagana Shima Tawagi Asab. That's a whole... It's utterance.
Right,
it's an utterance. Now, obviously, if you don't know it, you don't know it. But if you learn it, then you know it. Then you can communicate anything this way. So, in short, we have this drumming class every Sunday.
Yeah.
Where is
it? We're
doing
it in Brixton at Netta Vital, which is 25 State Brixton Station Road, just under the rec. Every Sunday from 10 till 11:45. There is an enrolment process for it, so you can't just roll in without an appointment to that. But the enrolment is simple. If you go to the website, which is Abits Secret, abitssecret.co.uk, abitssecret.co.uk, that's for the book I mentioned, but the information for the drum class is there. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, you know, let ones know about this, especially for ones doing the home education. I'm a great fan for the home education. I advocate it.
The
system
team
we're talking about are built for that, because the standard system of education has failed our community.
So how long, you know, say a child, and what's the attention span? So what age range have you taught this to?
Right. There's no border to the age range.
Right.
So, for example, let's say take it from pre-birth. A person who is with child, as beloved, it's
ching, ching, with ching, child.
Wonderful.
Me.
Give thanks for that. Give thanks for life. When you enter practice, if you are practicing
from
the range of sounds, as in the voice utterance, the drumming utterance, or clapping it, even if you don't have a drum, this... That's the Hashima. I'm clapping it with my hands, hand to chest.
Oh,
ones, zeros. Two sounds. So you don't even need a drum.
One, zero.
That's it. Mm. Once you get the idea of what binary is, you can do it on anything.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you do that, and you have the idea of the words you're doing, then you're communicating that to your one, to your unborn one.
Yeah.
You know the meaning of the pattern you're doing.
Yeah.
The one will get to know the meaning because you are thinking it through.
Mm.
So now, if you are in a space where the drumming is going on,
yes,
and they're knowing that when this word is uttered on the drum, it's also said, and it carries this meaning because the thinking is of this thing. It's respect, or it's another meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The one will know these things.
Mm.
If you go through the form, like young children are taught to know the ABC.
Yes.
If you're taught to know the fidel, which is a broader range of sound. If you learn that as a one with child, your child will come to know these things. They will know the structure of sound.
Of course.
What I mean by that is the Fidel, it has 33 main sounds and 7 orders of each sound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have, for example, ha, hu, he, ha, he, he, ho,
ho,
le, lu, li, la, le, le, lo, and so on like this.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the audience can't see that I'm hand signing that.
You are.
Yes, I am. I'm hand signing it. I'm hand signing it. So even if you, when you do the hand sign, even if you're carrying a child, the fact that you've put your hand into a certain posture,
mm-hmm.
this will resonate in your body. Every hand position has a
energy with it. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. right. That's. I think it's clear enough to say on board. We'll get to know the thing.
This is what we've been learning with the children, but there's always been this thing within me that just said there's a much more simpler and much more fun way for us to learn that Fidel, because there's 233 characters, and for us to actually grasp that, we can't just teach it as A, B, C, D, because it just doesn't make no
sense. That's right.
Yeah.
And that way of, even what it shows is the weakness of the way people learn the ABC.
Because
even when you
science.
Learn the ABC, as you call it, you're learning the names of the letters.
Yeah.
But you're not learning the sound.
Yeah.
You should learn that as A, B, K, D,
mm-hmm.
F, G. You learn the phonic sound for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
This is the proper way to get to it.
Yeah.
So when the child sees the symbol, they're not going to say the name of the letter. They're going to say the sound.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think they're doing that now. They do that now in the schools.
But African language is phonetic like this.
Yeah.
So it's already built into the script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you learn the Fidel, you don't have to think of it as 200 sounds. You think of it as 33 sounds with 7 vowel orders to it, variations by the vowel, and you teach what is inviting you to teach the principle of the sound,
mm-hmm.
as in how does the mouth form and how does the air move to make the sound. Each sound has a way that you have to form the mouth, where you have to put your tongue,
mm-hmm.
and how you have to form the mouth,
mm-hmm.
and a way that the air has to move through your body.
Yes. Mm.
These two things form the principle of the sound.
Yeah.
So when you're learning a basic palette of sound like the Fidel, you learn these things. The African script has more sounds in it than the English letters. So if you don't learn it, you and your children will end up not being able to hear certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us who have traveled will know that maybe you don't hear fully what's being said in another language. And even the ones in local language, in African languages and other places, they will know that ones are not perceiving it because their ear is not sensitive to it. You have to become sensitive to a broader range of sound than the ABC.
Yeah.
So the drumming class is a lot I'm talking about. This is a key into that.
Mm.
You know, we are entering that. Not only do we teach these ideas of the language, which we call Yitmer Uk Et Kwankwa, Unified Knowledge Language, but this is a vehicle into learning math ideas properly. It introduces binary, which is a base two system of counting. And that in itself, me saying base two as opposed to base 10, which is the decimal, me saying binary as opposed to decimal means we're talking about two different number bases. And the fact of talking about two makes you have to think about the one you use.
Mm-hmm.
We use decimal. You know, you count, you have...
Mm-hmm.
10 characters in it, including the 0 up to 9, and you're only using these 10 characters to make any number. In binary, you're only using ones and zeros to make any number. You can make a big number, but you're only using ones and zeros to do it. We're not going to go into the fullness of that here,
right,
but
that is
the point is you have to learn more than one number base so that you can know the one you use properly. Otherwise you think the one you use is everything, but it's not.
I went onto the YouTube page that you actually have, and one of the clip actually explained about one. So it was like 1,111 plus 1,110 or something. Like, and then the way it was explaining is 1 plus 1 is 0, and then one. And I was like, okay, so that's a different way of actually learning mathematical, right?
It is, but what you are saying, you are speaking about the binary, but but you're reading it as if it was decimal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
for example, in binary, one is one,
mm-hmm.
but two is 1 0.
Yeah,
that's and what three is 1 1.
One, yeah.
And four is 1 0 0. And five is 1 0 1.
Why?
Okay. That if we go there, we can go there, but I prefer to keep it into the class.
All right,
because,
okay. yeah.
because I know that our community and people, not just our community, the country, Europe, people mash up for mathematics.
I know.
They hear numbers and it starts, you want to turn off the radio. And, no, we're not on that.
Don't switch off.
No, you have to stay with it because that fear that we have for this thing is, that's the trick.
Yeah,
that's the thing that is keeping us away from
that's Babylon. That's how they switched
self-learning,
it up.
Self-knowledge.
Because
really, the number is a tool of perception.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to use it to perceive certain things clearly. Even that, well, I've just said something which is very important to define what number is. Most people go through their whole schooling, and maybe there'll be some adults who have never heard a proper definition of what number is. We just use them. We get this thing, we say, these are numbers, and you're using them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know what it is. It is a tool of perception.
Tool of perception.
To know what that means, you have to know what a tool is, mm-hmm. which most adults would know what a tool is, and what perception is. Perception, coming to know through one's senses. Through one's senses. Eyes, nose, mouth,
mm-hmm.
ears, touch.
Touch.
Common sense, inner tutor.
Yeah.
Yeah, through one's senses. So when you define it like this, then you have to have a value for number. You can't say you're afraid of number. It's a tool of perception. And mathematics is just the study and application of patterns. So we simplify it a certain way. If you can realize that mathematics is the study and application of patterns, then you will know that you're doing mathematics all the time.
Yeah.
And we have to see that, to see it in the culture, in the everyday life. But it's not enough just to see it and say, that's mathematics. We have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Study and application. So this is what we're doing now. By bringing it to the drumming, you're able to apply it in something that's just fun, because the end result is rhythm and music.
Yeah.
But the process is one that is highly mathematical. Even if I didn't say it was number, if we just played the drums, it's still mathematics. Even if I said nothing about number at all, it's still mathematics.
Mm.
It's just that in this class, we can unpack it so that you can understand it.
Mm.
These things, this is the culture that you spoke about, the Congo culture where they do the drumming. It's mathematics they're doing.
That's
the way those children and families are learning advanced math ideas.
Yeah.
They may not express it like that because mathematics is not the language that they would use. They use a different word for it.
Mm-hmm.
In Kemet, we would equate this to ma'at.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But most people don't equate mathematics to ma'at.
Ma'at, yeah.
Ma'at is truth.
Yeah.
Mathematics is the pursuit of truth.
Yeah.
To find the truth and to prove it.
So that's the reason why the class is not just a drop-in.
You actually have to enroll. You have to enroll.
Because it's so much that you're not going to learn everything that you've told us in a lesson, really.
No. Because if you come to a lesson, this is the challenge for me as a teacher of this. In a class, we could have a situation where there's not much actual drumming. But what's being learned is setting a proper foundation for the drumming.
That's it, yeah.
If someone comes in and they want to play on the drums, and they see that, they're writing, or they're clapping, or they're using their voices, where's the drumming? And they misunderstand it. They could leave and say, that's not drumming for me.
Yeah.
And they've missed the whole thing.
Mm.
To taste it, but to have a taster, you have to do a quarter, like a 3-month enrollment. Then you will get a taster of the whole thing. Mm. Then you can say, I've tried it. I've explored it. I know what it's about.
It's going,
One session can't give you that.
Right, okay.
So we don't do drop-in. It's not for the wonderful sensation that drumming is.
Yeah, it's for the serious. The
sensation is serious as well.
Yeah.
But this is another end of a different serious. This is another serious.
Yeah.
And those who know this serious, this is what we're doing.
And so are you able to then capture the young mind imagination
children love the rhythm and they love the faculties that open up because you have to coordinate a certain way to play the rhythms properly, and when you do it, that's a higher consciousness. We talk about increasing consciousness.
Yes.
But we don't have really good ways to check that.
How do we do it?
This does it. Because there's certain things, you have to connect them a certain way. Mm-hmm. When you can do it, you have the consciousness to do it. You've done it. You've expressed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing becomes more advanced. For example, the leaflet. And I know we still have to talk about the Science Week. We haven't got to the Science Week.
No, we haven't,
but,
have we?
But we're gonna get to that.
Yeah.
So on the leaflet that we have for this drumming class, it's got a picture of a boy sitting on a drum, travelling around the sun. And it's got four positions of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some numbers under some of them, some ones and some zeros. And most people, when they look at it, they think the biggest number there says 1100. So they think it's 1100.
Yeah.
1100. But it's binary. And in binary, that 1100 means 12. What this chart is showing is the progression of the amount of sunlight in a day. From winter, where you have 8 hours of sunlight, through to equinox, where you have 12 equal, 12 sun, 12 shadow. Through to summer, where you have approximately 16 sun and the balance as shadow. And this is it's a rhythm that we move around. Every year, we're moving in this rhythm where we're getting, we have a little bit of sun in the winter, and then we have an equal amount, then we have a lot of sun, then we have an equal amount, then we have a little bit of sun. It's a rhythm. We've been doing it all the days that we know.
Wow.
Right, we have to understand it. Now, the point of me showing this on here is that a one can learn the rhythm, can drum this pattern where you're counting from 8 to 16 and then back to 8, but with the visualization of a journey around the sun. Mm. So you enter the science of the solar system. You enter the science of the Earth's journey around the sun in a way that is experiential. When you're drumming, your hand, your body's occupied in a certain way. When you develop the concentration, then the visualization happens. And the visualization is a high end of what math is about. To enhance visualization, that is a high end of what mathematics is about. So, when you're working with numbers, you're working with the numbers to help you visualize something.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can visualize it, you can construct, you can create better. Right, so this is an example. The picture is an example of how in our drum class, we can do the science of astronomy.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And that number there, when you know what it is, when you know that 1100 is 12, that is a tool to help you perceive where this is in the journey around the sun. You say, oh, it's 12, that must be the equinox.
Yeah.
I see that. Because number is a tool of perception.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So anyway, this talk we're doing about the drumming class, the flyer that I'm talking about is on our website, Abits Secret, abitssecret.co.uk.
Yeah.
abitssecret.co.uk. When you go to that place, you might as well buy the book while you're there.
Yeah.
How much is the book?
If we talk about the book, is a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. It's just $7.95.
Okay.
And the book, all that I'm explaining about the drumming, the book explains the whole thing.
Yeah, I had a little flip through it.
The whole thing, the whole principle, the whole thing is, if you are that way inclined, you could get the book and not come to the drumming class. Although you want to have the learning of that.
Yeah.
But in principle, the book explains it thoroughly.
Yeah.
And there's a great story. And it connects many other things.
Yeah, it does. It's lovely. It's a lovely book.
So anyway, while you're there, you can click on buying the book. And you click the link for the drumming class. And that will show you where the enrollment is for this. Basically, it's on Sundays from 10 to 11:45 every Sunday. But you need to enroll to it.
How long are the...
If one's come down, because some ones like to just roll in on things... Basically, you'll be charged more for it if you want to attend the class.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't really want to do it that way because, like I said, it's whoever attends, obviously, as a teacher for the ones who attend, I am stewarding where they are with the learning. So if one comes in abstractly, then I'm bound to try and support them in their entrance to it, which means then the person who is enrolled to it is in a slightly different position to the support that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So when one's entering an enrollment, everyone knows we are moving through. So
together,
wherever you enter it, you know I'm going to catch with this learning. You know you're in a cycle of it.
Yeah.
And that's due respect.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. I give thanks
and praise. You know what? There's so much information here that I'm learning. So we're looking at this, you know, just staying on the drumming just for one moment, yeah. We were just reasoning about this is a family learning.
Yes.
Yeah, because me, if I was to send my daughter along, then, you know, it's not about me coming and bringing the child and leaving the child there necessarily, even though it can work for a child to learn it. But it's better if there's a family learning going on so that we're all grasping. Yeah?
In the principle of our learning space is right. That there has to be a guardian with the child.
Okay.
So we've got a caller.
Well, let's do caller.
Caller, would you like to come in?
Hello, greetings.
Greetings. Yes. Your name?
Hello, my name is Nick, please. I was calling to congratulate the guest, actually. He's really put it down to, like, break it down, the knowledge, and we're still learning, and I'm still on that journey. But
give thanks, my brother.
One thing I wanted to mention was learning, actually, the American language, which I've got an Ethiopian friend of mine who is willing to teach me the American language. So probably my next step for me is to learn, the meditation bit, which I really need it at some point.
Well, the meditation, you should take the learning of the Fidel as the learning of the meditation, because the Fidel is the script. Learn the script. That in itself will liberate our people greatly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just that in itself. There's a discipline required to penetrate that script.
Straight.
And when we break through that, so many other shackles will fall off.
That's it.
And the way that we're approaching it now in schools of unified learning is not simply to learn the script on its own, but to learn it with the sign language and to bring its relationship to drumming and music. Mm-hmm. Hand sign, script, utterance, music. And all of that is Yitmer Uk Et Kwankwa, unified knowledge language. So even to be fair, I don't advertise our class as an Amharic class.
Yeah.
I advertise it as a unified knowledge class or a unified knowledge language class, because that's what we're teaching. And inside of that, this language, we're using this language because it's the only one that's retained the script.
It's Our Majesty's language as well.
You see, this is, ones see this. Mm-hmm. So there's a retention of that as a national script for Ethiopia, which means it's an internationally respected mm-hmm. language. Also, the script goes to Ge'ez, which is the root language. Mm-hmm. So the Ge'ez is like Latin to Europe. Latin is the base language for the French, German, Spanish, all the European languages. Latin is the root. In Ethiopia, the Ge'ez is a root. There are many different languages in the region. The Ge'ez is the root. And so if you learn the script, you can learn to read and utter classic African language. That Ge'ez is rooted to the Kemetic, just by the relationship of the Nile mm-hmm. and that whole region, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. ones will it's know true, as yeah. Kush or Ethiopia or Ethiopia, yeah. However you want to term it, Abyssinia. This whole region is one unit, really. Mm-hmm. And Ethiopia, through the Ge'ez, retains Kemetic knowledge. So those mm-hmm. ones who are studying the Kemetic culture, we have to do some work to make the Kemetic language a living language, but the Ge'ez is a living language now, today.
Okay,
and that is a road to the thing.
Are you hearing all of this, caller?
Yes. Yeah. I had to go back on the radio and listen, because on the phone I couldn't
record. Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
You know?
Yeah.
So where will he start?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm really interested on that. Just give us the information and we'll write it down and we'll get in touch and get on board, because I'm on that journey and I can't wait to keep put my hands in each and everything which is possible there, which we could empower ourselves. Which,
my brother, just a point about the Kemetic culture and returning to Kemetic culture. As I see this now, it's important to see that what's held in the Kemetic culture is root African culture. So you're going to find this root African culture across the continent. I wouldn't want ones to feel that it's only in one place, mm-hmm. as in and one era, that you're going to find this classic heritage. The point is, there's some resources around this that we can learn now in regard to Kemetic culture.
Yeah.
So it is valuable as a classic reference point. But that classic reference point will connect us to all of the continent. Mm-hmm. You will find these things. Just as I'm saying, it is still found in the Ge'ez in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
And it is found throughout the continent in the traditional cultures, in the traditional languages. So don't let it become a division, a line of division, to say I'm doing Kemetic and I'm not going to do Ge'ez, or I'm not going to do root Yoruba or Hausa. Because
it's all one, isn't it? Yeah.
The classic tradition runs throughout the continent.
Yeah.
And this is a key. That road is a key to the whole thing.
That's it. Because another thing that people miss, have to comprehend, is that first it was Nubia, yeah, which is Ethiopia, Amharic, Ge'ez, and then it moved on to Egypt, isn't it? Because everybody thinks that, oh, it started off with Egypt and so on and so forth, but first it was rooted in, in Ethiopia, and there was a foundation there, and then they took all of that into Egypt and then created what we know of Kemetic and so on and so forth. So this is this is why when I came across Amarinia, I realized that the roots of it,
cause,
is where it started from, really, isn't it?
Well, like I say, the Ge'ez retains something of that.
That's it.
The Amarinia sits with other languages, and say, for example, the Tigray, which is also an Ethiopian language, this is closer to the Ge'ez even than the Amharic. The Amharic has quite a number of loan words, and it's been made contemporary a certain way as a national language. So it uses the script, it's great, but, you know, there are several languages in the region, and if you look at it carefully, you will see, if you want to look at what holds a classic heritage, there are even other languages in the region that are closer to the Ge'ez.
Okay.
So it's something you have to study, the linguistic, the whole thing,
the whole
to
thing.
Understand it.
Yeah.
As I say, we use Amarinia as a keyword language of instruction because it brings us a step closer towards this classic point.
Okay.
It's a journey like this. We have a very lengthy Science Week program.
Right. Okay. So let's give the information for the caller.
Okay.
So that he can research a little more.
You've got your pens ready?
Yep. So.
Hold on.
Aha, you see? Hey, you have to be ready. Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So it's Abit's Secret, A-B-I-T-S. Abit, by the way, is the name of the praying mantis in our school. Abit is the praying mantis.
And
the practice I'm talking about has a martial arts
the
background mantis. To it. It has a Tawagi warrior background to it.
Okay.
So there is, even we've not spoken about the warrior dance practice, which is another element, Dankira Tawagi. But that's a show in itself again.
Wow.
So, but anyway, the book introduces that, though. So Abit's Secret, A-B-I-T-S, Secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, .co.uk. And on that website, you can order the book, and you can you'll see the link for the drumming class, which will give you all the details about the drumming class, the times, the enrollment, this. Everything is there. And the numbers are there. You can call. We can reason it out if you need to, or email me. Everything is there.
Have you got that, my brother?
Yes, please. Can we repeat again, please?
Repeat again, please.
Abit's Secret. A-B-I-T-S. Secret. S-E-C-R-E-T. .co.uk.
Okay, I got that one now.
Yeah. When you go to that website, you'll find all the information you need. Firstly, about the book. And on that page, you will see links for the drumming class. The book, the reason I keep talking about the book is because the book introduces the whole drumming practice carefully. Even elements of the there are links that go with the book that give you the Fidel charts, that give you the binary number charts, that give you everything that you would want to support you in the learning of the book. It's in the book already, but there's more. There's more access, more resources like this. And really, behind the book, we're forming learner cooperatives. So the ones who are studying, the book is an example. There are many stories that we work with. This is the one that is published in this way because we've done a lot of work with this particular story. But people learn around it. We can form cooperatives around that or special events around it, as in the Science Week, where there's some special events around this book as well as other things. So when you do that, people come together and we can go much deeper into the learning.
Excellent.
All set.
You got your information,
you
Lynn?
You got all the information?
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Sister Culture, Sister Congo.
Sister Congo, yeah.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much.
No, you're give so thanks.
Great, you know. You're wonderful.
Give thanks,
wonderful
give thanks.
Vibration, you know. Vudum.
Vudum.
Vudum, yes. Wadada.
Yeah. Wadada, all the time, yeah?
That's it. All right, you take care of yourself now, yes? We'll see you at the drumming class, all right?
So don't let us down, yeah.
All right.
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
All right.
Okay, so
let's get that science week
right, okay.
Going.
Now, so what I was speaking about before is I'm speaking about that as Schools of Unified Learning, the drumming classes, that organisation. Under another organisation called Abundance Centres UK Development Trust, which is Abundance Centres, we have started this Science Week programme. We did one last year, and we're doing our second one now. Mm-hmm. The programme sits in a season which is called British Science Week, where many schools, many organisations will be focusing on science. Mm-hmm. We have been making some connections with the British Science Association, mm-hmm. and we were invited to an education partners meeting. So various stakeholders like the universities and institutions for various sciences meet to discuss how they're going to advance science nationally like this.
Excellent.
We were invited into this forum, and we made it clear that we're going to do these programs. And most of those organizations do not have a way to connect to us. Some would argue that their intention is not clear to do that, but they have a remit to do it. Anyway, that aside, we are doing it, and we're doing it in a way that allows us to enter science with integrity, rather than like our children now. Our children will enter science and they will just see lots of European faces as the makers of this and that, the creators of this and that, and the pioneers for X, Y, and Z. And this is not the truth. It's not the picture of the whole. It's not the root. So we have to bring it, we have to create a platform where we can present speakers who have the knowledge, can present on all manner of things. So we have our Science Week, which is called You Learn Naturally Science Week 2016. Mm-hmm. It starts on the 7th of March. All of this information, ones can get it from abundancecenter.org. Abundancecenter.org. When you go to this website, you will see the flyer for this program. Mm-hmm. You have to click the flyer because it gives you a PDF, like a document with all of the detail for every event very nicely. Okay, so the first event is not a public event, but a special event. It's, if you're a teacher, you will do a thing called INSET, or career development days like this.
Yeah.
So we are promoting some special cross-curricular days for teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But on this one, we're opening it up so it's not just school teachers, but home ed families in particular, and other community teachers, supplementary school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm inviting supplementary school teachers and home ed parents in particular to come to this day. It's a full day from 10 till 4 on Monday, the 7th of March. And normally there is a charge for that, a significant charge for it. Not significant for a school when they send their teachers to it, but significant for regular ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we will discuss that. So ones who express an interest for it, we can discuss about that.
I'm interested.
Good. I look forward to seeing the idea. So this one, the title is Enhancing Science and Maths Learning Through Creative Cultural Arts. What is the Unified Knowledge Approach to Education? And on that day, this thing that I'm talking about with the drumming and this language idea sits in a broader pedagogy called Yitmer Uket, which means unified knowledge.
Right.
So on that day, on the 7th, we'll explain the whole thing, the whole pedagogy in summary on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And for a teacher, if you're a teacher in a standard school, I know, if you're a black teacher, you're African, I know you got frustration, because every black teacher I know has frustration with working in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Most parents have some frustration with what they're experiencing. And to escape that, you have to have your own reference point to what learning is about. Teachers, you know, good teachers will have their way, and they'll be good because they have a way of doing the teaching and the learning, and that's great. But what we are missing somehow is an agreeable pedagogy that a body of teachers can say, okay, we work with this. There is a system, two systems, which I'll reference because people might know them. like Montessori and Steiner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I say those names, you know those names.
Yeah.
Right. But they have cultural bias to them.
Yeah.
They have their own cultural bias. They are, in a certain way, nature friendly.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're more African friendly in a certain way. Mm. But then, in a certain other way, they're not.
They're not. No.
Right. Yeah. So this pedagogy, Yetumer Öke, is an equivalent like this. It's superior to us because it's made to measure. But when you think of pedagogy and you think of those things and you know, oh, there's a Steiner school over there or a Montessori school there, we need to develop our schools around certain kinds of pedagogy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whilst every school, I think there's a little politics around supplementary schools where schools obviously want to do what they do and maintain their identity. But there's something that we have to help us unify this unity that we seek, and it's inside a pedagogy.
Mm.
If a school or a teacher can explain the pedagogy that they use in the detail that I will explain this one, then we can talk properly, we can build with it.
Yeah.
So at the very least, even if you didn't think the pedagogy was the right one, at least you would know how to analyse the pedagogy.
Yeah.
That means you could analyse the standard school system pedagogy. Mm. They're not going to tell you what they're doing, but you should be able to analyse it so you can deal with it properly. You can understand it. So on this day, we'll do that. We'll be talking about unified knowledge.
So can we invite school governors? Is this anyone in the educational field?
People who are in education in a professional way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm extending that especially to home ed parents because we need the home ed parents. Most of the ones that I know are challenged by the task of home education.
Mm-hmm.
And that obviously it's not supposed to be one family on their own. And there are collectives of homemade families, but there are structures happening around us to, which are, you know, there's values in them. There's, you know, there's a whole safeguarding re-evaluation that's happening, has happened, and many, many things that we should pay attention to. Most collectives do not express the capacity to do that, to pay attention to the things that the system would use to close them down, to stop what they're trying to do in their collective movement. Yeah. So if we don't deal with it in a collective way, with certain kinds of structures which our trust has developed to support the units, if we don't do it this way, then things will get blown away easily.
Yeah.
The same way we've just experienced a round of supplementary schools closing.
Mm-hmm.
Several independent education spaces have closed because the funding that they received went, or the building that they were in was removed from them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Several.
It's still happening.
Now, that is a policy makes that happen. Then there's an impact of the policy. Right. So we have to understand it from this point of view. Otherwise, the collectives that are emerging will be easily blown away.
Yeah, definitely.
So where's this taking place?
This will be at the Laurel Healthy Living Centre, which is in Tottenham, next to the Chestnut Community Centre.
All right.
The details are all in the brochure, so it's better, rather than me giving the addresses for these things.
Yeah, go on to Abundance.
It's better, especially for that one as well, because, again, we're not doing rolling on the day for this. You have to reserve a place
reserve
for it.
Reserve a space,
You can't come on the day and just be in it. We need to know who is coming.
So that's next Monday,
isn't it? Their connection to either being a teacher or being in home education, or why.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So for all my home educators,
let me just explain carefully why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people may think, I just want to go to it and see.
No,
in teacher training or professional development, you go for a reason.
Yeah.
You want to develop a particular thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the people who come should have done some research and preparation for the day.
Yeah.
Only persons who are prepared to do that should come on the day.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we come, we can do what we've come to do.
Mm-hmm.
If people come just freestyle, just to have a feel and have a look, it will distract from the place that session will go to.
The energy,
and they may feel that they have not entered it. Well, they won't enter it because you can't enter it like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one.
Definitely.
That one is a bit different from all the rest, by the way. Everyone who's listening, you're thinking it's a bit technical. This is the only one that's like that. The rest of the events in this program are very open, very public, everyone can come to them, and we look forward to seeing many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, in the general program, on Friday the 11th of March, we have Professor Donald Palmer speaking on ethnic skin types. Are there differences in skin structure and function? Professor Donald Palmer is a leading immunologist, and we had the good fortune to have him work with us last year. He's also a principal for the REACH Society, which does great work for mentoring black boys and youth and helping them with their career development, like meetings to connect them to peers and mentors and things like this. Wonderful work. So this brother, he will be speaking. What we're going to do is I'm going to interview him about a research paper that talks about the technical differences between different skin types. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, people say there's differences, but the differences are real. Mm-hmm. And they are measurable. You know, you can talk about them. And we're going to try and do it in a way that makes it, simplifies it, so you get entrance into the advanced subject. He's a leading immunologist. So this will happen in Brixton at Netta Vital. By the way, I should hail up the ones at Netta Vital, the team at Netta Vital, which is also known as All Eyes on Egypt. This was a bookshop, now it's more of a health store and a healthy living space, wonderful space. The brother there and the team there have supported us very nicely. So we'll be there for the first event. And, you know, one should come to this, especially because it's a landmark event. It's the first one. So, yeah, from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Friday the 11th of March. Ethnic skin types, are there differences in structure and function? Where? The next event, I'm going to whiz through them, then we can kind of reason on them if time permits for that. So the next event is on Saturday. We're going to Tottenham. And on Saturday, we've got three events. The first one, structure of African hair. Why do you need to pH test the stuff you put in your hair, and how do you do it? This is a conversation. I'll be leading this presentation, and it's an introduction to pH testing and the structure of our hair and some of the technicality around it, but the actual activity of working through what pH means. What does pH mean? pH is a way of testing if something is more acid or more alkaline or base.
Okay.
And this acid or alkaline is not just a value useful to know about hair or what you put in your hair, but it's the whole body. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
If the environments in your body have a certain pH level, pH means the potential or the power of hydrogen. Yeah, the power of hydrogen, which really, in truth, is an error. It's the power of hydronium. I'm not going to go into it right now, but it's a power of a hydrogen-related quality that determines whether a thing is more acid or more base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And depending on where it is in this concentration will affect how life works.
Mm.
So you should know it. And even those who do natural things, well, natural things have pH as well. They have a relationship to this idea. So you should know what it is. Mm. And we're going to explore that.
So we're looking into that definitely.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to, all of these things, we're trying to get into the hands-on, make it practical a certain way so people get a feel of what we're talking about. So that's the first presentation. That one, Saturday the 12th, from 4 till 5.30. This will be in Tottenham at Chestnut Community Centre. The address, that's on St. Anne's Road. The address is on the guide. The next event, this will be a presentation by Dema Wonga, who is from Narrative Eye. Narrative Eye, Mwalim Onyeka, the teacher Onyeka, who is a leading historian and cultural educator, community educator. He's the principal for Narrative Eye. And this representative, who is also an excellent speaker, will be speaking on how blackness and melanin, the melanin of Africans, shaped Western civilization, and how blackness became a badge of dishonor. It's a sensitive topic, a topical topic, and the Narrative Eye team are expert at delivering this reasoning. So most of these events, you're going to see them in Tottenham and in Brixton. We're going to repeat them. So you've got north and south, like this. So this brother will be delivering that. His presentation will be from 5:45 to 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful. Then the final presentation, this is all one day, Saturday the 12th, from 8 till 9:30, we'll have Dr. Magina, supported again by Professor Palmer, they'll be speaking about skin, sun, skin, and the immune system.
Yeah.
And so this again, it's all interconnected.
Yeah, yeah.
The sister is well known in the community of community work,
yeah.
And she's a PhD in her academic studies, so she's well studied in this, and she teaches it and so on like this. So that's going to be a wonderful presentation, looking at vitamin D and other elements in regard to the process of the sun working with our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and melanin. The next event, we're back at Brixton. Sister Rohale Bitata. Sister Rohale is the principal for the ATL Learning Centre. And they've done a number of events around Science Week as well, and some programs around language learning and science learning. And she will be doing a talk on balanced diet, healthy melanin. That's actually a workshop that she'll be doing. Mm. So one will be able to get a sense about food technology, doing raw food. She's a kind of raw food workshop. So she'll be demonstrating how to make various things like spaghetti without wheat and cake without flour and things like this.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
very interesting. So the sister's got wonderful insight for this. And so that is happening on Sunday in Brixton. That's Sunday the 13th of March from 4:30 to 5:30. All of these things are in the brochure. The brochure is at abundancecentre.org. On that same Sunday, Brother Sankofa, Amun-Ra Sankofa, he's doing a talk, Melanin Magic. The brother he's the author for Sacred Man. So he's written a book called Sacred Man, which is about rites of passage, especially for men, for boys, men, African, male, like this.
Oh.
Wonderful book. Well developed, well researched, and he's seasoned at presenting on that. So he'll be presenting on that. But in tribute to the beloved Frances Cresswell Singh, Frances Cresswell Singh, who passed recently, in tribute to her, his talk is entitled Melanin Magic, Exploring the Cress Theory of Colour in Modern Media and Ancient Culture.
Mm-hmm.
That will be on Sunday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Excellent.
On Monday the 14th, we have an audience with the great one, Menelik Shabazz, who is one of our leading filmmakers in the community. And I had the good fortune to see, I know it's been out a little while, but the Looking for Love film that he made. Wonderful film, because it introduces sensitive subjects in a way that we can work with. Mm-hmm. And clearly, in seeing it and seeing how the audience relate to it, there's a lot of healing around this. So he's made a thing that is a great tool for the healing and the development.
Yes.
And he's done, he's not just one film. He's made he's a classic for this. He's made many classic films. So he's vanguard. Anyway, I have come to know that he's working on a black sci-fi.
Oh.
So, and we don't see many black sci-fis.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
We don't see many black sci-fis. So we've got a great black filmmaker working on a black sci-fi. And I have the interview with the one for this. So we're going to reason with him on this.
Excellent.
That's going to be fun. Obviously, we're going to have to see some clips of films. It's not a film night, but we're going to show some of his work.
Uh-huh.
And those who know him know that he's very aware of the importance of meditation.
Mm.
So he will be guiding us through some processes in regard to this and his work. So this one, an audience with Menelik Shabazz, my new sci-fi movie, Healing for Emotional Health and the Path to Higher Learning.
Wow.
This is on Monday, the 14th of March, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Excellent.
The next event, we have to whiz through them because there's a lot there, but we're coming to the time now. We're coming to the time. So this one is on Tuesday, the 15th of March. Brother Olushola Adebaye, he is a longtime brethren of mine who I know as a Kazimba Ngoma cultural arts teacher.
Mm.
He is the principal for narrative mindfulness, and he's a great storyteller. So he will be telling a story called Nainka's Daughter. And through this story, we'll be exploring snake dance movements from an African principle of snake movement, martial arts, and the waveform of science through African story. Because waveform The idea of wave is a principle that appears throughout math and science ideas and life ideas. Mm. So we should have to get to know it. Yes. And if we are to get to know it in a way that's in our way, we should get it through story and through characters that reflect it. So when you see certain principles in Kemetic culture or other classic culture, these things are related to universal principles.
Yeah.
But we have to know how it is, how it really is
how
connected.
It's come about,
so the brother's going to give a presentation on that.
That's good.
And I'll be helping him with that. So he'll be exploring these waveforms of science through African story and drama and practical experimentation.
Yep, that one looks good.
Like on the same day, on Tuesday, in the later evening, from 7.30 to 9 p.m, I'll be giving a presentation on A Bit Secret, the book that I mentioned, the website that I mentioned.
Yeah.
This presentation, is because of the time, is not a session where we're going to tell the story. Mm-hmm. I'm inviting ones really who have got the book, who have read it a certain way,
and
want to go deeper into the thing, because mm-hmm. there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unpack the pedagogy behind the book like this. So, A Bit Secret Revealed, First Ideas of Inner and Outer Space, explored with fun for children, parents and teachers. And this will be on Tuesday the 15th of March, 7.30 to 9 p.m. And that's I, Astamari Bartek, and that's representing through Schools of Unified Learning. Now, this next one, I think all the sisters have to come to this. They have to come. Everyone has to come to everything.
Yeah.
But I know this one especially, because the sister who's presenting this, this is on the Wednesday the 16th of March from 6 to 9. Sister's name is Tathlin Grant. She's a cosmetologist, which means someone who studies beauty on you know, advanced levels.
But she
studies African beauty on advanced levels. Right. Now, her talk is The Structural Texture of African Hair, the Alpha Helix Design.
Yeah.
And this, she got wonderful insights for this thing about the true nature of our hair, which some people, we say it, but just saying it is not enough.
No.
You have to know what it is and what it means to have a certain structure in your body
mm-hmm.
and certain how it works. So the sister's going to break it down, build it up very nicely on Wednesday the 16th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we are building a resource, a poster resource around this. I'm not going to say too much about it because it's a secret. So anyway, we're building this resource, and on that day, maybe before, but definitely on this day, I hope you will be able to get it, and it will support the learning profoundly. So you have to make your way to this one. And obviously, brothers who have hair, you should want to know as well, of course. I'm like, yes, it's the truth. Everyone has to know about their hair. It's very special. On the Thursday the 17th of March, from 7 till 9, I will be repeating the presentation that I'm making on African hair in regard to the pH testing in Brixton. The first one I mentioned was in Tottenham. The second one I'll do is in Brixton mm-hmm. on Thursday the 17th of March, from 7 till 9 p.m. On Friday the 18th of March, from 6 to 9 p.m, the one Mwalim Onyeka, who is the principal for Narrative Eye and a leading historian, author of Blackamoors and many other books, he will be speaking on how blackness and the melanin of Africans shaped Western civilization and how blackness became a badge of dishonor. He's a very powerful speaker. So if you don't know, then you should come to this and get to know. The one has well-researched work. There's no loose talk. Everything is potent. So be ready for that. Mm-hmm. Two more days. The one on the 19th, Saturday the 19th, Nainka's daughter. So the one Olushola Adebaye, he did a presentation in Tottenham. This will be repeated in Brixton. On Saturday the 19th of March at 4.30 to 6.30 p.m. And later on that day, you will have the pleasure of Mama D from Community Centered Knowledge. She is a leading community advocate of community-centered learning. And inside of that, or within that, or around that, food sovereignty is a special place that she puts her attention, and the importance of gender. Mm. Yes. So this the title of this program is The Food Roads Participatory Workshop. Mm-hmm. The value of understanding inner space, our nature, to better respond to outer space, the nature of corporations. This workshop is quite involved. It will be a wonderful experience. It's a little different from the others. All the other ones I've mentioned, we're recommending a £3 donation like this. Much more would be welcome, because it's a challenge to put these all together like this. Yeah. So, but this one, there's a fixed fee for it, and you have to book in advance. There's a link on the guide. You have to click the link and go through a process. She's doing things. She needs to know things in advance for who's going to come on the day for her to do what she's going to do properly. Yeah. So that's a specific form there. And this will be a wonderful thing. We had a good kind of communication with the Brixton Soup Kitchen, Brother Solomon, and I'm hoping that he will come down. He's done a lot of good work in Brixton around food, and it will be good to connect his experience as well. I hope he'll be able to attend that, and the ones that know of that, because obviously he's in Brixton.
Yeah.
But just generally, on food sovereignty, it's important. We have to get to it, and this sister is leading in this field. And on the final day, on the 20th, I will be repeating the A Bit Secret Revealed. So on the 20th of March, which happens to be the equinox, remember I spoke to you about equinox, the equinal point,
on this day.
It happens to be that time, a special time. So at 4:30 to 8:30 in Brixton, I will be going through the secrets of A Bit Secret. Well, I won't actually tell you the secret of the secret, but we will reveal the pedagogy behind the book, so you can pursue the secret of the thing yourself.
Yeah. So returning on that equinox, because the 21st, that's when we move it into
People spring. Use that as a reference to spring.
Yes.
And the physical science is that we are moving, the time, the amount of sunlight to shadow is coming to an equal, a balanced place.
Okay.
So that the day reached to a balanced day. Mm-hmm. In the journey around the sun, there are only two points where you have this balanced day. And this is one of them in a year. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this thing about journey around the sun, this is a basic thing that everyone should know, and everyone should plan around it, because it's affecting everything every day.
It's true. Yes.
But so few people have any sensible awareness of it. The journey around the sun and the journey of the moon around the earth, or in its dance with the earth, these two things, which have a very similar kind of principle in their pattern, we have to understand them and work with them. Not from a... no disrespect. Not from a kind of mumbo-jumbo point of view.
Yeah.
There's some mumbo-jumbo that floats about.
That floats about,
and we need to defend it. If you're going to bring it to children and you want them to build with it, you want our children to build themselves and build future sensibly or powerfully, then you have to be able to defend what knowledge you are imparting upon them, or extracting from within them, or allowing them to make of themselves.
Because on the 22nd, that's when I'm actually due, and it's a full moon. That kind of meditation and bringing that whole realness, should I say, or
this is it. So then I would suggest to you that you observe not just the moon then, but the cycle of it, where it is now, and you follow the journey.
That's it.
You, if you make yourself present to that, then your one will be present to it.
Oh yeah, I'm making myself present.
I know you are. I know you are. I've seen your prenatal video on YouTube. Wonderful. YouTube, what's it called again?
Sun Salutation.
Yeah, but your YouTube channel.
Oh, Mama Nabana.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw your video on this.
Did you like it?
It's really wonderful.
Did you see my children in the back?
That is heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Your child sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
The thing, he wasn't well. He was around that period where he was not well, and he was in that transition of recovering. That's why you don't see him like, he's just...
No, it's heavy. The whole thing is heavy, because you see, the thing I liked about that is because people feel they have to, you have to, it's nice to take these things into a, let's call it sacred space, and you adorn the space and you do this, you know, and that with the space. You it's know. Nice to do that. But we have to learn to do it where we are. Straight. We have to do it in our environment. It has to be every day.
Straight.
This is the only level. It can't be a little Christmas treat for those who celebrate that. It can't be a little one time, I go once a week and I do it here. And then when I step out of the room, I flop my back and I breathe badly again. And No, you have to do it in your environment, in your daily space.
Yeah.
And your youths have to see it as just the way you live.
Well, yes.
So I know that your child who's sitting on the counter can see that that's how you live. This is how you live as a family.
This is
that's great.
And I'm thankful that you point that out to the listeners. For ones and one, you can go on YouTube, Mama Nabana.
Link up the video. It's nice. I will.
And every time I play that music, which is the introduction to our show, he literally goes onto sun position. So hand arms up and then downward dog. Okay. And you understand? So, I mean, this is how I live. I'll just do what I got to do. You know, a lot of people will be, oh, you're doing too much. I said, no, this is what it is. My children need to understand that.
That's right.
This is the reality of things. And
that is it. That's a Tawadi. That's warrior movement. That's the way.
So I give thanks that you point that out. You know?
No, it's big. It's big. We treat the thing like, basically, we treat these things the way Europeans treat them.
Yeah.
Like when Europeans travel to our homelands, sometimes, often, and, you know, there's a kind of, well, there's a great detachment.
Yeah.
And spectatorism going on.
And that's what I found.
This is not
our people
for
have become that
not
way
for,
now. Yeah.
It's not for that. It's liberty.
Yeah.
So you have to take it in your kitchen, in your rooms, in your garden, when you're on the bus.
Yeah.
You have to be moving with the form.
This is it.
That's the only way. You can't do, you go and do, like, I have some people who go to do weights and things like this.
Yeah.
And then when they're in the house, they slouch in the chair and their back all bent up. And
thank you.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's true.
Why are you going to do that? And then in your everyday, you're going to sit badly?
Yeah.
Why? You don't get the idea.
Wow,
beautiful vibration.
Yes.
How are we doing, family?
We are doing well, your family on the other end picking up from that.
That's it.
All affirmation, all great learning, and all for the journey forward.
That's it.
So we are now 10 minutes to the top of the hour, and we would like you to give us a summary so that ones, can feel the energy of all that you've given us today.
Well, the summary is that behind this work, there is an organization. And the principal one I'd want to talk about is Abundance Centers UK Development Trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this organization is about connecting us in our education efforts in a much better way. I'm encouraging ones who are interested in home education, even if you think you're not interested or you can't handle home education, people with children in the system need to have independent learning programs, even beyond the supplementary school. There's something else that can connect us. And this kind of event, this Science Week event, is like a service to show the kind of programs we should bring together as a resource for us to really learn.
And well, then, could we supersede the educational system that is in place now?
By far.
Because this is what we were reasoning, that our children are shutting down. We can see in terms of their learning and what they're getting, it's not actually making them hungry for education. It's shutting them down to education.
That's right.
So you think that with this... If we could all get on board, we can awaken something that supersedes what we've got already.
Definitely.
That's
definitely.
It.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is what's needed. As a homeschool parent myself, I can see the difference between both of my girls. Because one, she did reception. So she's got that sort of like aspect of how the school system is. The other one, she ain't having it. You understand? Mm-hmm. She's not having it. Mm. She will look at me and be like, I'm like, okay. So I don't want to force anything. So what you've come what I've come across with your work, I realize that it's going to be ideal for them, because it's going to be, it's going to have the essence of it. It's not coming from a Wazungu kind of school system, which is like a fraud. And they're going to be learning Amharic, so...
That's it. They will learn... Like I said, I don't put myself as an Amharic teacher.
I know.
But yeah. I am teaching a unified knowledge language. So for me, what they're really learning is a principle for African language.
Yeah.
Then from that, they can go to all African languages, including the Amharic and other things.
And other things,
so it's to open up the whole spectrum. You pointed out... there was a comment that was made when we were off air, and we were talking about the realness of... feeling like maybe, oh, it's too much work. It sounds like a lot of work.
Yes.
Some of the things I've said might sound technical, like, oh, it's hard work. Mm. But I was saying that the fact is we're not working properly.
We're not.
It's evident by the position that we have in all areas of people activity.
Yeah, true.
In all areas of people activity. Check the status. So there's work to be done, and we're supposed to work better.
Yes.
So to work better, we have to improve the way we're working. And that might mean... the head you might feel a bit hot on a day for the work. But anyone who does exercise knows that after you do a good exercise, the next day you have more power.
Power.
You have more capacity to do more work.
You want to do the right work.
You want to do it. You're welcome ready for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I am not saying to anyone that these things are easy. They have elements of martial arts. So there's challenge and danger.
Uh-huh.
And ones have to... I have to let everyone know that. In a drumming class, obviously, you're not likely to encounter danger. But you may encounter a fear of some space that you've never entered before. A kind of awareness that you're not used to. Or a call for you to express yourself in a range that you're not familiar with.
That's it.
And if you are too afraid to come out of your comfort zone, then we will support you for that. So you become strong enough to come out. Because where we're comfortable... is in the pit.
Yes.
That's just what you started the show with, isn't it?
Yeah. No, definitely. We have to, the self-actualization is to realize that, you know, we are not going to reach our full potential if we stay comfortable. We need to come out of that comfort zone in order so that we can challenge ourselves to grow.
And grow,
you know,
growth.
That is the curiosity that is one of the qualities that they have dampened us down with.
So real.
To be curious, to want to, you know, that's why they've given it curiosity killed
the cat.
You know, when they give that kind of, you know, summary to the word, then you don't want to push yourself forward. We need to get... the spell
having
is to lift that spell
childlike.
That's right.
So that we well I'm definitely interested in doing the Monday that is well you know I'm interested in doing quite a lot here.
I know.
And so now
I'm stretching
one has
myself
to
Monday now.
Have to look at where we put that in our
diaries
yes right. So that we can make it happen,
coordinate it. I'll give you an example of the... What I would really like is that in the next cycle, when we do this again in the next cycle round,
that
we have more things like creche facilities in each event that we're
doing. Yeah, I was going to query that, actually.
In the past, we've done some events like this where we've had very nice creche facility to really support family like this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these ones, it's not easy to do that now. We have to build our resources.
Yeah.
But when you get involved, we can make that happen.
Of course.
So that even the next
more
cycle,
hands-on.
There'll we be don't. More for yes. that. Yeah. So that more ones can easily access the thing.
That's it.
And
yeah.
I think maybe if I express something so you can hear
it.
The drumming and the language together, this is some of what we're talking about. So I'm going to play a rhythm, and the rhythm and the utterance is a thing called the Tawagi Asab, which means the warrior idea. And this is a philosophy that we have in the cultural arts practice that the drumming is related to.
So say again, Tawadi.
Tawagi Asab.
Tawagi.
That means warrior ideas. Amharic, Yatawagi Asab, of the warrior's idea.
Tawagi Asab. I'm just...
And it's a philosophical idea. So it allows people of different points of reference to connect.
Connect.
Yes. Often religion draws some borders.
Yeah, that's what we need.
The philosophy allows ones to enter a space of unity.
All right, tune in, cuss.
Teragazi Helena Bahila Bosate Amrozi Ai Zahalo Helena Dwella Boot at Begin Yetazi Ai Zahalo Helena Dwella Boot at Begin Yetazi Ai La Matrato Fikar Walla Asfanu Anaza Yibalu Kusutata Hasasata Helenata Wetamaratata Ziwut Botu Utu Bekisitata Babwa Bahadro Hail Lelia Zambela Menta Ni Arrest and Maka Helena Zateragazi Zambela Menta Ni Arrest and Maka Helena Zateragazi Let you come with it Samu Maserata Zi Ai Wa Maserata Zi Ai Wa Zi Ai Wa Had Kaneto Ek Aik I'm Lak Fatari Yato It Is Ashima Teragazi Helena. The warrior idea is the thoughts and perceptions of the warrior's mind, forming clear desires, intentions and plans for the establishment and maintenance of peace throughout their province. Through the creation of power and the communication of wisdom, the warrior relentlessly strives to grasp all of the Tawagi Asab in the knowledge that the self of the warrior, I, and the self of the community, I and I, are one. Ziri Masagana Shima Tawagi Asab, Creator be praised, respect the warrior idea.
Give thanks.
Give thanks.
Wow. Give thanks for your presence, the warrior idea. Mm-hmm. Where is the warrior idea? Where does the warrior idea sit within each and every one of us in this moment as we reflect all the information that has been given to us? What is your next step forward? What is your next step forward? Check out the website. Look deep within and seek whether the knowledge that you need is here now. And then don't fear it or feel the fear, but do it anyway. Mm-hmm. You have been locked into woman in the revolution. Really defining and creating an opening so that we can move together as the almighty race. Wow. Let's sign out with the drumming, you know. I don't think we need music. We look forward to being with you in the next 7 days strong. Empress Kanga is going forward soon. So her time with us in the studio is short.
It's short now.
But, you know, you have travelled that journey with her, with us as a family. And as we take the journey of transition, we know all is well in the home of Galaxy.
That's it. We want to give thanks to all the callers, to the missed calls. We do apologise. We weren't able to take certain calls, but the vibration is still the same way.
Yeah. And we will have Sister Maureen phoning in from JA. And next strong, we will be reasoning on?
On birth. As I'm going away to give birth, we're going to be focusing on home birth and lotus birth as well. So Sister Maureen will be emphasizing in herbs that ones can take to have a safe, easy birth, or to maintain that health for the unborn child. So we're looking forward to that.
On the top of the hour, we have the Most Royal.
Most Royal.
In the studio. Giving thanks, signing out. Would you like to have the last word, my brethren?
Hashima.
Hashiba.
Hashima.
One love.